Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this very warm day in Denver, Colorado, welcome to Call to Freedom. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises that the Lord your God gave you has failed. Praise God, every promise has been fulfilled. It was with Joshua, and I pray that you will recognize those breakthroughs and those promises that God has manifested in your life, because they all are there. We just need to recognize them, don't we? Oh, I pray that as you listen to this program, that you will be reassured of God's love and his kindness towards you, and trust him that he will take care of you. Kimberly and I were talking yesterday about Psalm 121. He is the keeper. He is the one that secures our dwelling places from any kind of robber or thief or anyone who comes in to do something harmful.
And he secures our bodies.
Yes.
And our health.
Yes.
And our minds.
That's
right. And our mental health and our finances. And he is our protector.
He sure is. Every time I drive down those streets of Denver, I am aware of probably the angels keeping me from very close calls. And I know you can say amen to that. Amen. Because it does happen. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And we have a new website going up, and you can go to freedomstreet.org, or you can listen to, and there you can listen to radio, you can see newsletters, you can do the Bible guide, you can
You can contact us if you would like to write to us. You don't even have to go to the website to do that. If you want to just use your email and say hello@freedomstreet.org.
Hello at freedomstreet.org.
That's just put great. That in on your email and send us a note.
That's wonderful. Wow. We are changing so drastically in these days. I mean, it's accelerating. Mm-hmm. In fact, they discovered that the Earth's rotation, it's going to be a just minuscule of a second that the Earth is going to be a shorter day today, August 5th, because of the rotation of the Earth. It's going faster.
Who measured that?
I'm like, what are you, an owl or something?
Well, I didn't know how I was going to ask the question. Like, comes up with these ideas, first of all, and then who measures it? I don't know anyone big enough to measure that.
I'm sure there are a lot of people into astronomy that are looking into galaxies upon galaxies. So I'm sure that they're sensing that. Don't you sense sometimes that it's accelerating? Your day is going so fast.
Absolutely. I have no arguments with that. And I love the people, the friends I have, and we have it too. When you are in conversation, it feels like time has collapsed so much. When you share time with somebody that you love, all of a sudden there's no time. And you've been talking for 4 hours, but it felt like maybe 20 minutes.
Yes.
You know, so I agree with the idea that time is changing. It's collapsing.
Yeah,
but I guess when you surprised me, you didn't tell me about this August 5th thing or where you read it. And I'm like, and why today? Why August 5th? Why is this the day that's just a little bit shorter, that the rotation's
There's
a little bit different?
Just a little glitch.
Is it going to be different tomorrow?
It's going to be back to normal. What is normal?
Okay, well,
I know last
thank you
night,
for that surprise.
Last night as I walked in, I... I realized that you were, talk about talking for 2 hours or so. You were talking to someone, and I didn't know, but you were laughing and talking. It was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And Sarah, your daughter,
called you. She did. She called, and we just had the best conversation. I miss her. And being able to talk about all kinds of different things. We were talking about movies and hairstyles and cake. I was telling her that a friend had asked me to do a cake for a wedding. I had pretty much told myself I wasn't going to do that again because the two that I did, it was big. And so Sarah then was trying to guess, okay, what kind of cake did they ask her to make this time? You know, she's like, is it vegan, gluten-free? Is it, you know, what in the world would they have asked her? And so she was going through that, and I laughed, and I said, you won't believe it, but they want a styrofoam cake that is not edible because they want it to look so perfect. And they want it covered in fondant with icing. And she laughed. She goes, you're right. I wouldn't have guessed that. But I can't say that I know that I can make things taste good, but I don't know if I can make them look perfect. So that one is a big request from a friend of mine that wants, they have a whole lot of other cake that they're going to serve for people to eat, but the one that they want for their picture. Oh. Is this...
Well, you didn't tell me that this was going on either.
Anyway, we were laughing about the styrofoam cake.
Oh, my goodness. I remember the cakes that you made on two huge weddings, and they were perfectly beautiful. And then started eating them.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. So these won't be edible, the styrofoam ones. Make them where there's a cutout in the back, where the bride and groom then can have pictures taken and then cut out their piece that's going to be in there to eat, right? I know. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to practice this a few times before I get it right. And I don't know how to fold all of this into a really great time on the air. program.
It's like AI has taken off, and there are some people so involved in AI that now they are finding their significant others in AI.
Well, sure.
And,
yeah, that's
been
happening.
Oh, my goodness. I find it so disconcerting.
Yes.
To have people in love with something that can't hold you or know that you're sensing someone who loves you. Oh, and we have a God, Kimberly, that just really loves us. I just have to announce the meeting on Saturday before we get into talking about the Lord, because we could talk about him for hours, because he's wonderful. He's marvelous.
Yes.
But our meeting is this Saturday, and at 9:45, we're going to brunch. Now, if you would like to go to the restaurant, that's absolutely fine. If you want to come to my home, you call that number. Well, if you're going to the restaurant, too, I have to have a number for the restaurant.
And you might want to know what restaurant it is, so you better call us so that we can call you back and tell you where to meet us.
Absolutely, yes. So it's 1-877-917-7256. And we're going to have a great time. We always do around that table. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll meet at my home for singing and Bible study and worshiping and having great fellowship.
Yes.
So you are so invited.
Yes. And if you haven't been before and you need the address, call that number.
That's right.
877-917-7256.
We'll get back to you.
Yes. I think the memory verse might be a good place to start.
Yes.
Psalm.
I neglected that yesterday, and it's Psalm 119, verse 89 and 90. And if you want to read that, that's great, Kimberly.
Yeah, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Standing firm in the heavens and fastened to eternity is the word of God. Your faithfulness flows from one generation to the next. All that you created sits firmly in place to testify of you. So there's nothing in this world that can be shaken.
No.
It might look like it's being shaken. It might feel like it's being shaken. But this is the word of God being spoken. His faithfulness flows from one generation to the next. All that he has created sits firmly in place and testifies of him.
That's right.
And I think, you know what? I'm going to skip down just a few verses to verse 96. I think this is really good to remember. I have learned that there is nothing perfect in this imperfect world except your words. Mm-hmm. And I would also say God's ways and God's love. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the only thing that's perfect. His words, his ways, his love. For they bring such fantastic freedom into my life. And if we will stay focused on these words of his that are true and lasting and firm, we will have that kind of freedom, that kind of joy, that kind of peace in the midst of the broken situations and the imperfect situations in this imperfect world. Mm-hmm. I love this whole section of Psalm 119. It's verses 89 through 96. All of those verses in there are under the heading Lamed. Lamed is the 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet,
Okay.
for Hebrews. And it's the 12th letter, but it stands for the number 30. And the number 30 in Hebrew is considered the beginning of a man's strength. Mm. That the greatest strength in a man is from 30 to 50.
Yes.
And so the beginning of his full strength starts at 30, at Lamed. Lamed is also the tallest letter in the alphabet. There is not a taller letter than the Lamed. It looks like a... it looks kind of like a shepherd's hook, and it's very tall. And it is the symbol of learning and teaching. But you cannot teach unless you're learning.
That's right. Yes. That's the key. Continue to always be learning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so this whole section here that's talking about the Lord's words being our deepest delight, that we might give up because this world is so imperfect, but we lean in to his words that are perfect. And we can't ever forget the profound revelations that come from him and his words. They've kept us. Mm-hmm. They've kept us. And that comes mm-hmm. back to being kept mm-hmm. and the way that he keeps us. So I had to just share it. I know that was the memory verse and not necessarily what we were going to talk about today.
No,
but
that's beautiful.
It's a really great way to look at being from 30 to 50 years old. You're in the strength of your years. You're at the tallest. You're learning. You're continuing to learn. And I do believe that those years, you kind of look back on your teens and 20s and you go, wow, I thought I knew it all back then. Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yes.
I remember thinking in my teens and in my 20s, I've learned so much. And maybe that's one of the downfalls of school and going to so much school and having so much schooling. The education can cause us to be prideful and feel like, well, I know all of this now. I do so well, you know.
I'm in the top 5% of my class, you know, or that kind of
whatever it is.
I got a scholarship.
Yeah. Or you've learned everything that you think you might need to know in a certain area so that you can have mm-hmm. a degree, so that you can go on with a career. And those years, we're supposed to experience those years that way. That is the way that teens might come and butt up against their parents, and they're like, oh, I know more than you now because I've been educated. And mm-hmm. and we were meant to go through that stage in life. Mm-hmm. But when you get to about 30, and then from 30 to 50, you're realizing, oh, I didn't know what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. To think that I knew everything. You begin to learn that the more that you learn,
the less you know. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Even when you're 80 years old. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, that's one of my favorite sections in Psalm 119.
Mm. Mm. I like the idea of a symbolic staff also. Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. A staff is meant to, if you're going in the wrong direction, God just takes his little staff and just catches you by the neck and just pulls you gently back mm-hmm. so that you don't fall off a cliff or do something irrational and get back with the flock mm-hmm. and join them for fellowship. I love that idea of a staff.
I do too. Yeah.
Amen.
And it's a comfort. That it's a comfort to be brought back mm-hmm. to his ways, his word, his love that is perfect in this imperfect world.
Yes.
And I love remembering that he has planted his infinite desires in us. So there is nothing in this finite world that can satisfy mm-hmm. the infinite desires.
Yes. If some of you have questions about your life, about the relationships, about the finances, these words from God's Bible, from the Bible, God's word, God's love letter to you, gives you hope and stabilizes any questions you have about God. That's what it's done for me. And my reliance on the word of God absolutely sustains me every day. Mm-hmm. Every day when there's something new going on, that's my roadmap. That's my atlas. That's the thing I go to. And we have an enemy who knows our weaknesses. And some of you question whether you can rely on the Bible as truth. You really do. You've been into social media and Instagram, and these different ideologies are swirling around. And can I really rely on the Bible? We hear so many authorities who believe they know the truth, and they're spewing their doctrines and ideologies all over the internet and social media and anywhere else they can get to you. They want to get to you. Do you know that? They want to get to you. That's why I have so many little advertisements on the phone and on the computer. They want to get you. They just mm-hmm. really want you. And that's a serpent's way of getting to you, winding around your mind to squeeze out any pure truth that you have encountered. Today, we're going to jump right into the beautiful Beatitudes that describe the humility and commitment believers have in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yeah, that's so good. Yes. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned the truth. We are all searching for that. We want to know what the truth is. And even when it comes to the translations of the Bible, often we're seeking for the truth, which one is the most true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think we all need to remember that we can learn facts about each other. I mean, I can know your eye color and your hair color,
yes.
and I can know your skin color and your height, and I can know what clothes you like to wear. I can know what coffee you like to drink. I can know what your favorite foods are and what your favorite movies are and your hobbies. I can know things about you, mm-hmm. and they're all true.
They're facts. Mm-hmm.
But that does not describe your heart.
That's right.
So getting to know the heart of the Lord and getting to know his heart for you is different than searching for all the facts and the truth in the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because it is different, that's how we can settle ourselves down a little bit. About the different translations
mm-hmm.
and really recognize when somebody has a heart like Jesus.
That's right.
And when we are understanding more about his heart for us. So as we start talking about the Beatitudes and quoting different translations, being able to just hear the heart of the Lord for us.
Yes.
And what he is so delighted in as we are being molded into his character, and we're gaining on it. We're starting to look just like him, and he's loving that reflection.
That's right.
That's what we want to see in these Beatitudes.
Yes. And God is telling you right now, my dear friend, a quote from E.E. Cummings, that he carries your heart in his heart.
Mm.
God cares about you. He carries your heart in his heart. And this is what Jesus was telling the people. They were hungry, and he saw the crowds. And this is from Matthew 5, the Beatitudes. He went up on the mountain where he could sit down and see the whole crowd. And his disciples came to him. Now, some say he was only speaking to the disciples, but I believe there was a crowd of people around his disciples also. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed," and this is from the Amplified, "spiritually prosperous, content, fully satisfied are the poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven now and forever." I love this because we are poor in spirit. That doesn't mean a physical poorness, financial need. No, it is a sense of him being Lord of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything without him.
So being true to my word, I'm going to bring up some other translations.
Sure, you go right ahead.
The Passion says, what happiness comes to you when you feel your spiritual poverty? Mm. For yours is the realm of heaven's kingdom. The Lord loves to bless us with more of his own heart, yes. A revelation of his heart in heaven's kingdom, in the kingdom of heaven. And I really, really love the Message translation of this verse. It says, you are blessed when you're at the end of your rope.
Oh.
With less of you, there is more of God and his rule.
That's beautiful.
And I really believe that. I've experienced mm-hmm. that. Yes. Being at the end of my rope yes. is a blessed place. Mm-hmm. It is a blessed place. And yesterday you mentioned that every one of these Beatitudes has to have humility in it.
Yep.
When we
it's
humble
based
ourselves.
In humility.
Yes. When we humble ourselves and admit, you know what, I am at the end of my rope and I don't even want to try to climb this one more time. I don't want to try to dig my way out of this pit one more time. Mm-hmm. I have to lean on what God says, his word.
That's right.
His word is perfect.
Yes.
In my imperfections.
Yes. When you're poor in spirit, you're devoid of spiritual arrogance. You don't know more than somebody else. You don't put yourself up as an expert.
Yeah. And that goes for anyone else. I have learned so much from people that were the most unexpected sources for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful. I want to continue learning like that. That's that Lamed kind of learning, mm-hmm. that 12th letter of the alphabet, where your strength is actually found in learning from others, no matter who they are.
That's right.
I have learned from just one quote. I remember giving some money to someone on the street. I felt... I don't always feel led, mm-hmm. but I felt led with this one. I rolled down my window and asked him his name, Winston. And I asked his name, and I really wanted to know, how can I pray for you? And he said, no, I said, what is your greatest need? I want to get this right. I need to tell this story more often so that I can remember it. What is your greatest need? And he said, oh, prayer. I need God.
Wow.
I loved that answer so much, I reached deeper into my pockets. But, you know, I learn from people, and I realized, you know what? My greatest need is more of him, more
That's
of
right.
his heart, more of his heart for me, more of his heart for other people. And I just learned from somebody that I probably never would have thought that I was going to stop and learn from.
Mm-hmm.
I want to always have that attitude.
Now, maybe there's somebody listening, and I hope it's just a very few that say, oh, don't you know they learn those lines so that they can get money for themselves on the street corners? They've got it all memorized. They even have a God bless you at the end of their signs when they're up there standing, and they don't give a darn about God. Mm. Now, there might be somebody listening that feels like that. Whether this guy had made up a line to Kimberly or not, I want you to know that Kimberly's giving, her giving is going to release a wonderful energy from Holy Spirit into the very heart of this man. It's a seed. It's called a seed. And that's what we're here for, Kimberly. We're
right.
here to plant seeds.
Right.
Yes.
A couple months ago, I talked about somebody that came right into our choir rehearsal, and she was asking for money, and she had a whole story, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe that story is something that's written out and planned to tell, but we responded. We, as a group, as a body, responded in a way that we said, you know what? We want to love you. We really want to love you.
Yeah, regardless of what your motive is.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And I think that goes back to that echo we were talking about last week.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we decide it's going to be is what will echo back. And it echoes across the people, too. So like you're saying, it's a seed that we plant in trusting that God's got this person. I just learned something from this person,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter if it was a line or not. I know that I mean it deeply in my heart,
mm-hmm.
that my greatest need is more of God.
That's right.
I need prayer.
Yes.
I need more of him. So what a beautiful truth to cling to. Did we only get through one?
Blessed are the pure in spirit.
Okay.
Those that do not have the arrogance, that go around with their heads held high, thinking that they know so much of the Bible. Kimberly, those days are over with. Mm-hmm. I believe we are just really getting a kingdom on this earth that are full of humble people that are going forth to tell the message of the love of God.
I like how you said that. I heard, blessed are the pure in spirit. I really like how you said that, because I know we're going to talk about purity, also. Uh-huh. But the pure in spirit are poor in spirit.
In spirit.
Because there's truly a purity in that humility.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about maybe a few more.
We'll get at least one more.
Yeah, at least one more. It's been so good being with you. We can't tell you what a joy it is to be able to fellowship with you on the airwaves. And God bless you for tuning in and listening. You can go to freedomstreet.org. You can listen to the blog. You can get a Bible guide. You can listen to the radio shows. Just go to resources and click on radio shows, and you will receive some reassurance, some peace, some hope, and some joy for your life, my friend. You will.
Yes. And we look forward to seeing you at the meeting this coming Saturday.
Yes.
I hope you can make it. If you can make it to the brunch or the house or both, please give us a call at 877-917-7256. If you've never been before, we would really like to meet you. So please feel free to call that number and let us know you're coming.
Oh, yes, that's wonderful. Well, get your Bibles ready for more of Matthew 5 tomorrow. And we're going to just enjoy more of what Jesus told us. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.